Blind Geek Zone podcast number 23 for February 22nd, 2008. Hey, this is Rick, and I have a real brief podcast here today. It's going to be basically about the Blind Geek Zone mailing list. I have a couple of announcements. First of all, I had planned on closing the free lists, Blind Geek Zone mailing list, as of next week, February 29th. I've been messaging people on the list about this. Well, unfortunately, thanks to free lists and their infinite wisdom, and also one of the other reasons that I don't want to be with free lists anymore is last night I sent a letter to free list support asking them for instructions on how to close and delete the mailing list. I said nothing in the email about actually closing it right now, and got a message back today from somebody at Freelist, and apparently they've already deleted the list when I sent test messages to the mailing list. They were rejected by my ISP as a failure. So, unfortunately, we still had 61 members that had not yet moved over to the Yahoo Groups Blind Geek Zone mailing list. So, what I'm going to have to do now, unfortunately, I have all their email addresses because I got them off the free list side last night. Thankfully, I'm going to have to contact each and every one of them and ask them if they want to be moved over to the Yahoo Groups list. This is going to take a lot of time, unfortunately, but it can't be helped, thanks to the wonderful people at Freelist and their decision to just arbitrarily close the list as of right now. As I said, the Blind Geek Zone mailing list has moved to Yahoo Groups. So, anybody wishing to subscribe to the mailing list can simply send an email to Blind Geek Zone, BLINDGEEKZONE, subscribe at yahoogroups.com. You'll get a confirmation message back from Yahoo. It'll give you some instructions about going through their system and going through their visual verification, caption, everything like that. Well, the good news is you don't actually have to do any of that. You can disregard their instructions. Simply reply back to the message. You don't have to type anything in it or anything, just a blank reply. And you will automatically be subscribed to the mailing list. And it's that simple. No problems. Even if you're not a Yahoo member and don't want to be a Yahoo member, you don't have to. You can still send and receive messages to the Yahoo group without even being a Yahoo member. You just won't have access to certain features of the mail, such as the web-based archives and some of the settings changes. But if you just want to send and receive mail to the group, then you don't even have to be a Yahoo member. So I basically just wanted to get this information out today. Over the course of the next few days, I will be contacting the 60 or so that were left on the free list side and asking them what they would like to do, if they want to just not be on the mailing list anymore, if they want me to move them over to the Yahoo group side. So that's going to take several days, so we'll put that in works here as soon as possible. And I would like to apologize to everybody on the free list, Blind Geek Zone mailing list. I didn't mean to have the list closed prematurely. I had every intention on closing it as of next Friday, which would have been the 29th. I didn't have any idea that Freelist would just take it upon themselves to delete the group. So, again, I apologize for that, and I will get this message up to the website and out on the feed today. And thanks for listening, and I'll have a longer podcast for you next time.